Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. There goes Schult trying to get to home. Kopp throws to Thomas, who tags Schult for the out. It's 1-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson juggles the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Anderson scores. Bauschi moves to second. It's 2-1, Phillies. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive towards third. Freeze reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Kopp reaches second base with a double. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Kopp moves to third. One out. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to home to get Kopp. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson scores. Altman moves to third. Schult moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Jack Meyer now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Banks moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Thomas and he is out, Anderson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. There goes Walls. The throw from Thomas to Kopp, and Walls is out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell pinch runs for Ed Bauschi. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardwell moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardwell moves to third. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Cardwell scores. Post moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kopp hits a pop-up towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Post scores. Freeze moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Philly now playing first base. Joe Lynette now catching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman bunts towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark now playing third base. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Post strikes out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive towards short. Kopp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly juggles the ball. That's an error on Philly. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lynette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kopp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly strikes out. One out. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Umberto Robinson. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.